אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Dear bereaved families, Premier, Mayor, Jewish and Israeli leaders, Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen, Shalom to all of you. I've just landed here in Sydney from Israel with my wife and our delegation for an official visit to Australia at the invitation of Governor General, Prime Minister, and the Australian Jewish community following the horrific anti-Semitic terror attack carried out right here on Bondi Beach on December 14th, 2025. This very beach, beloved by the Australian people and symbolic of all that's great about this beautiful nation, became the scene of the deadliest terror attack in Australia's history. 15 innocent souls who gathered to celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of light, were massacred in cold blood by two Islamist terrorists. The youngest victim, sweet Mathilda, was just 10 years old. The oldest was 87-year-old Alex Kleitman, who survived the extermination of 6 million Jews in the Holocaust, only to be murdered for being a Jew on the beaches of Sydney, Australia. These vile terrorists specifically and deliberately targeted our sisters and brothers, Australian Jews. Yet, this was also an attack on all Australians. They attacked the values that our democracies treasure: the sanctity of human life, the freedom of religion, tolerance, dignity, and respect.
Those were the official opening words from Israeli President Isaac Herzog at Bondi Pavilion, spoken as he commemorated the lives lost at the Hanukkah celebration on December 14 last year. President Herzog is in Australia on an official visit at the invitation of the Zionist Federation of Australia, as well as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. He meets with political leaders, Jewish community representatives, and civil society figures. The visit is framed by the government as diplomatic engagement at a time of heightened global tension and as a gesture of solidarity with the Australian Jewish communities in the wake of rising anti-Semitism. But the visit has not been without controversy. Some politicians and community figures have questioned the timing and symbolism of extending an official invitation, arguing that it risks alienating parts of Australian public and entangling domestic politics in an increasingly polarised international conflict. Protests and public debate have followed the visit. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has defended the invitation, emphasising Australia's long-standing diplomatic relationship with Israel and the importance of dialogue, even and perhaps especially during periods of profound disagreement and grief.
I certainly welcome him coming, and I look forward to visiting.
Some Labor figures, including Anne Ali, appeared uncomfortable with the optics of a full state invitation, even while stopping short of any direct criticism.
Do you welcome the visit?
I think, as I said, he was invited.
Will you be welcoming him? Is this a welcome visit?
He was invited for the Bondi terror, for the victims of the Bondi terror attack, and that is protocol, Sally.
That was Multicultural Affairs Minister Anne Ali on ABC Radio National. Joining us now, we have Jeremy Liebler, President of the Zionist Federation of Australia, which has invited the Israeli President Isaac Herzog to visit Australia. Today we'll be discussing the significance of that visit, the conversations it aims to spark, and what it means in the current challenging climate. Jeremy, welcome to SBS Hebrew.
Thanks for having me.
So what does President Herzog's visit mean for the Australian Jewish community, and why did you decide to invite the president to come?
Well, on the evening of the horrific attack in Bondi, I received a call really while events were still unfolding from the president. And he had a very simple message. He said, "We are with you." He said that you've been with us, the community's been with us for the last 2 years, and we're with you, and I'm here for the community. I want to come and see the community. And, as events played out, of course, we told him we'd be delighted for him to come, and the community would take great solace in him coming to visit at this time. And following that, the Australian government decided to extend an invitation to the president for an official state visit.
And there's been a lot of noise as a result of his visit to Australia. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think if there's one thing that we've discovered, if not from history, but certainly over the last 2 years, is that the Jewish people in the state of Israel seem to occupy a disproportionate amount of attention in the press. What matters is that we have a community here that is traumatised, but we are not retreating behind closed walls. And I think what this visit demonstrates two very important things. First, it sends a message that the Jewish people are one. When someone is suffering in Israel, Jews in Australia feel it, and vice versa. When the Jews in Australia are suffering, the state of Israel feels it too. But second to that, it also demonstrates, I think, a recognition more broadly that the environment of anti-Semitism that has flourished over the last 2 years has been inherently linked to this demonisation, this obsessive demonisation and delegitimisation of the state of Israel. And the fact that the Australian government has extended this invitation as a state visit sends a message that, you know, the government can have disagreements with the Netanyahu government over policy issues, and that is, you know, we can agree to disagree on those issues. But fundamentally, I think this is a recognition from the government that it is important that they stand up for this modern manifestation of anti-Semitism under the guise of anti-Zionism.
And do you think that the protesters who oppose Israel differentiate between President Herzog and Prime Minister Netanyahu, or in their eyes, are they one and the same?
Look, I think, you know, there are obviously different groups of protesters, and I'm a believer in free speech and people should be free to protest. But the right to protest does not mean that there is a right to disrupt. And so if people want to protest and express their views and they don't want the president to visit, that's their right. We live in a democracy. I support that. What I don't support is their right to actually interfere with and disrupt and intimidate the Jewish community from holding these events. And that is what fundamentally we are seeing from the pro-Palestinian movements.
And just following on from that, the Australian government seems to have come in behind the Zionist Federation of Australia's invitation. So could that suggest they may have underestimated the extent of anti-Semitism here and are now recalibrating their response?
Well, look, I think the Prime Minister, you know, got up at the Schleuschen at the 30 Days Memorial at the Opera House, and he apologised to the Jewish community and to the broader Australian public that this was able to happen under his watch. And I think he should be, you know, commended for doing so. I think what this visit means and represents is a recognition that things have gone too far in this country, right? The silence, and it's not just all on the government, this is in all parts of society, that allowed these protests not to continue, because protesting and expressing a view is legitimate, but where it crosses over, and often it does, into incitement to violence and hatred, we have let this go too far. And I hope that this invitation of the president will signal a shift in both the government, but also more broadly within society, a greater willingness to call out anti-Semitism, particularly as it manifests under the guise of anti-Zionism.
And do you generally think that it's a top-down message from the government trying to bring people back into unification and cultural sort of diplomacy when they're saying, can you please stop this now, because this is no longer protest, this is incitement to violence?
I think one of the challenges that we've had is that I think, you know, over the last 2 years, the government, I think, has often wanted to, genuinely, I believe, has, you know, does not want the conflicts in the Middle East to be brought here to Australia. But I think at times a view was taken that the way to allow, to ensure that there is calm in this country, is to allow people to let off steam and to let people express their views, even as it started to cross over into incitement. And I think there is probably a recognition that that is a mistake. That was a mistake, because with anti-Semitism, once, you know, you allowed it to fester, it is like a virus. It metastasizes and it spreads, and it becomes very difficult to deal with.
And aside from the protesters, has there been any pressure, whether it's political or legal or community-based, urging the Zionist Federation of Australia not to proceed with President Herzog's visit?
We've received, you know, overwhelming support from the community and from the broader community, and I get more calls and emails from people complaining that they're missing out on tickets to the main communal events that are completely sold out, and where there are waiting lists that I do from people objecting to him being invited. So people are voting with their feet.
Mm. Jeremy, could President Herzog play a role perhaps in reshaping some of the current negative perceptions of Israel maybe and act as a credible ambassador for dialogue and peace, perhaps even surprising sceptical audiences?
Look, I think President Herzog is, you know, considered a fundamentally, first and foremost, an incredibly decent human being, which he is. You know, he holds relationships with many members in the government. Of course, he was the former head of the Labor Party in Israel, head of the opposition, and in that capacity had a lot of interaction with the Australian Labor Party and many of its senior ministers today. And, you know, but we have to recognise he's a head of state. He's not coming here to solve all problems, and he won't solve all problems. What he's primarily coming is to come and show his support to the Jewish community and the broader Australian public following the worst terror attack in Australia in modern history that was also directed at the Jewish community.
And what key messages do you expect the President to bring to the Australian Jewish community as well as Australian leaders?
Well, I think to the Jewish community he's going to bring this message of Jewish peoplehood and support from Israel, and to let us know that the nature of the relationship between Australian Jewry and Israel is reciprocal. And while it just so happens that over the last many years, the support, because of the circumstance on the ground, has been going in the direction from here to there, as we have endured this horrific attack, I think the President is making it clear that the State of Israel is standing with us.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.